Let's go for a walk.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine?
There's a growing movement in neighborhoods across the U.S. where people get to know their neighborhood and each other just by walking. They're guided tours called Jane's Walks, and they're led by and for locals.
A Jane's Walk embraces the ideas of urban theorist and writer Jane Jacobs, who was born on May 4, 1916. Walks across the country will celebrate her birthday this weekend, including one in Phoenix. Jacobs' work focused on New York City and Toronto, but her ideas spread globally. A city's walkability was crucial for her. Here she is in 1962.
Suppose we actually let the sidewalks do the job that they can do best. And suppose we stop trying to provide poor substitutes for them.
She felt some walkable neighborhoods were threatened by large-scale urban planning in the 50s and 60s. Jacobs protested expressways and big development, and she championed the character and charm of small neighborhoods.
Timothy Metal is a senior editor at the University of Chicago Press and co-editor of the book Reconsidering Jane Jacobs. He says Jacobs believed the best experts on any neighborhood were the people who lived there.
She really catalyzed this idea that you didn't have to be an expert and that the experts might be wrong and that your own local knowledge has much more value than people used to realize.
To stick to that mantra, Jane's Walks can be organized by anyone, anytime, with the help of the charity that started them in Toronto.
Here's how it works. Anyone who wants to be a walk leader registers on janeswalk.org. Then they get copies of materials that can be adapted to their area, plus a guide on how to organize it from start to finish. Will Novak led a Jane's Walk in Phoenix last year.
I like Phoenix history, and I like telling people about it, and a lot of times people think that Phoenix has no history, which is silly.
Novak led his walk along Adams Street in downtown Phoenix. It was half history lesson, half discussion on the future. Novak says at the time there were talks of turning the street into a pedestrian-only walkway. It sounded kind of cool.
But almost always that doesn't work out.
Novak says Jane's Walks often turn into conversations about what residents would like to see in their neighborhoods, what works, what doesn't work. And Timothy Metal says that's the point, not to make every neighborhood a Jane Jacobs neighborhood or even a Mr. Rogers neighborhood, but to make it the best neighborhood for its residents.
The idea that we can love these places and observe these places and find ways to keep them healthy or make them better is something that has, you know, universal appeal.
In Phoenix, there have also been walks around the Warehouse District, in Mesa, and in Sunnyslope. Novak is leading the walk tomorrow night at Central and Fillmore, and Sunday is the first Jane's Ride in Phoenix, a bike ride starting at Civic Space Park downtown.